Hollywood's musical ethic came as a shock to Zeisel. In a letter to Hilde Spiel, he wrote in English,
"We are very lonesome here. People are very nice, but strange to us, and we have no friends at all. I compose picture music, and very little for myself. It is a shame, but I need all my strength for my profession. You can't say that's business and that's art. I have to wait until business brings me so much money that I can start again to make art. For instance, I have to compose 3 short pictures. That's 30 minutes music and 150 pages scores in 4 days. Can you imagine? In Vienna, I would need 6 months. But I am accustomed to that kind of life."
Gertrude, in her own letter to Hilde Spiel, wrote in English,
"We feel terribly lonely and out of place since we are here, and we have no friends at all. That's Hollywood, a terrible place. We are learned to despise mankind, a paradise which shows you once more that men are not made to live in it, and will succeed to make it a rat hole anyhow. For this is a peculiar place where men seem to know, to wish, desire and love only one thing, and that is money. Eric is very much out of place in a world so wholly commercialized as that, and he has to suffer a lot when he meets the coldness of friend and enemy, the intrigues of greed and ambition of people which are, however, absolutely non-artistic and only money-minded. Enough of all that. In any case, we have to thank God for everything, especially for being at least a short time out of our customary financial troubles."
Others obviously experienced the same disillusionment, as can be heard in the following Hollywood elegy by Hans Eisler, with a text by Bertolt Brecht.
Jesus Christ.